Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We got Stuart Rhodes coming up at the 8 after second segment. Open phones today, talking about a host of issues with him. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts is coming up as well. Right now, let's go to Donna in Ohio. Donna, welcome to the airwaves.
Hi, Alex. So nice to talk to you again.
Nice to meet you.
I know that you're getting wore out and everything. I could tell a little bit. So I took it upon myself to help you out. So everywhere I go, I tell everybody that you're on 900 AM up here in Ohio. And, of course, you don't stay on long enough for me, but anyways, I've been telling everybody about the flu shot and, where, you know, I don't come home a lot, you know, when you're, me and my mom go out and, we stay out extra hours. And my mom looks at me when I start talking and she goes, "Do I have to find a chair?" And I says, "Yes, you should go find a chair." I was just out and was talking, went shopping at Macy's. And the girls all took out pencils and papers and everything, and I hope they're listening to you right now. I told them what was in the flu shot. I went to Target, and I talked to the pharmacist, and she said she knows what's in that flu shot, and nobody should take it. Now, two of my best friends took it after I gave them information up the kazoo, and she told me that, well, they're sick. They're real sick right now. And she told me that she went out and came back home, and her husband started acting weird. He had, they have a big sliding glass door in the, from the kitchen, and then, you know, it's cold up here in Ohio, so he was outside on the front porch with a coat on, and the house was real cold on the inside. And he'll look at you now, and he'll say, in the middle of your conversation, he'll say, "What's your name again?" And I'm going, oh, no. But my brother, who's a policeman, called me up, and he's starting to hear things. And he told me, don't go around him for about 3 months. So I don't know where he got that at, but that's what he told me.
Well, no, John Hopkins, Mayo Clinic, the insert, you can go there and read it, the insert for the one they've been giving out the last 2 weeks, they're about to start the other injection. The nasal is live. It's called the live H1N1 nasal delivery vaccine is its name, technical name. And it says it's live virus. It breeds and then spreads. I mean, they just admit they're spreading it. I mean, it's, again, they're so bold and insane in the way they do it. I mean, people are dying. They're getting maimed. They're having seizures. And it's all funny and cute. And then you warn your neighbors, and they giggle and laugh at you. I mean, they're just, I tell you, this is one sick country. I mean, that's all I can say. And, you know, a lot of it is, it's not even that I'm tired. I am tired today because I get to bed at about 4 a.m. It's that I'm humbled by the knowledge. And I have such an overwhelming amount of knowledge and understanding now that it's coming so much faster to me, and it's so accurate that it's like a brain boost. I'm like going, I'm just completely blasted by knowledge now. I don't know how to describe it. And I guess once you get to a certain point of immersion in something, I don't know. It's just even trying to, and then marveling at the evil, marveling at the carnage. I've gotten to the point now where even the evil globalist, they're more like a mad dog or something. You don't even know what to do with them. I don't know. It's just indescribable. It's like Jesus said, "Forgive them, Father. They know not what they do." Because it is just to know that they are doing so many horrible things everywhere, and it's just intensifying all around us. Just, it blows me away. The word is blown away. I am just blown away. And I appreciate your call, Donna. Keep it up. You're probably saving a lot of lives up there in Ohio with the soft kill weapons.
Toxins are in our foods, and chemicals are in our air. Chemicals are in our water supply. We purify our air and we purify our water, and yet we forget to purify our bodies. Funny, our bodies continue to absorb these deadly toxins and chemicals every day. Isn't it time to make a change? Maybe a life change? Get rid of toxins and chemicals. GetTheTea.com. Log on to GetTheTea.com and order your protection today. Our testimonies tell the truth. GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Cleanse from toxins and chemicals, lose some weight, and get free from unhealthy living. Order today at GetTheTea.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're going to take your phone calls throughout this hour, and Stuart Rhodes of Oath Keepers, the founder of it, is with us. He was an aide to Congressman Ron Paul. He was a paratrooper in the Army. He decided to start Oath Keepers, which has really taken off all over the nation, on the streets, not even when I'm at events. But I see people handing out Oath Keeper material. I see people handing out flyers about the carbon tax and world government. I went to Dutch Roll Shell last week to pay for some gas in Austin, and there on the counter were anti-Federal Reserve flyers. And I said to the guy behind the counter, I said, where'd this come from? He said, oh, the owner of this gas station, not the franchise itself, but the franchise owner, you know, of that particular Shell put those out. And so everywhere you're seeing activism, and it's transcending the controlled left-right paradigm, and Oath Keepers is getting the military to say, we will follow our oath to protect and defend the Constitution and to not violate our oath, to not put Americans in FEMA camps, to not confiscate their guns. Now, big national media have written scores of articles attacking myself and Stuart Rhodes. They always include me into Oath Keepers, even though I'm not a military veteran. And they say, this group wants to overthrow the president. This group wants to have a war. This group, when Oath Keepers is about saying, we're not going to let criminals in government overthrow our country, and we are peacefully speaking out against violence. So there's a real attempt here to distort what's really happening. And we're seeing a lot of goading on the forums, a lot of pushing, and it's come out countless times. big court case just got lost by a government employee in Canada, where it turned out that by day he was a hate crime fighter, arresting people that criticize any group in any way, or fining them or feeing them, or but by night he was a Nazi actually out doing the events. This is how they work. Like they bombed Oklahoma City to blame it on the Patriot movement. And that's all the evidence is there. I've had police on that investigated it, the bombs in the building, you know, the whole story. The way the New World Order is going to operate is they're going to attack their own police and military to then get them to attack the American people and launch this war. We're trying to stop that from happening. We're going to talk about that today with Stuart Rose. We're going to talk about Oath Keepers is going to be linking up with 9/12 that Glenn Beck is one of the progenitors of, but the people in it are good. And I understand that a lot of people don't want to bash Glenn Beck. I guess we could have a moratorium on Beck and say, okay, Beck, if you ever come back and say there aren't FEMA camps again, or that maybe the veterans are dangerous and crazy, or maybe we should use troops against the American people, or Ron Paul's bad. You know, I've seen him at key junctures do this. And if you don't think the establishment doesn't want to lead our movement against the New World Order, you've got nothing coming. It's like the NRA authored the 1968 Gun Control Act. Did you know that? It's actually a pro-gun control group. Its members aren't, so I'm really concerned about that. But I think it's great to have our people not infiltrate, but go in with the true message into 9/12. I think Oath Keepers are just fabulous as long as they keep their code of not going along with martial law, police state, and the ten points that they swear that they're going to uphold. So very, very complex issue here, but I'm glad that our audience has embraced Stuart Rhodes and Oath Keepers from its embryonic phase. I'm very honored to see Oath Keepers from its maiden voyage expand out into what it is today. There is an extra, 20-minute extra in Fall of the Republic that is the Oath Keepers. They're also going to be in Fall of the Republic too, but the extra in Fall of the Republic Well, we went to Lexington Green, interviewed Stuart, many others. It's very, very powerful. Let's now go to Stuart Rhodes. Stuart, good to have you here with us today.
Thank you, sir. Honored to be here again. Appreciate it. If I could touch on the 9/12 thing real quickly. Whatever the involvement of Beck was, I talked to the national coordinator for 9/12, and in fact, her name is Ida Davis, Nida Davis, and Patrick Jenkins, founder of 9/12, is going to be at our convention this next weekend in Las Vegas, October 24th and 25th, is the first Oath Keeper convention. But I got a good sense from talking to her that really is grassroots-driven, and it's not about, you know, GOP party hacks or any of that kind of nonsense. It's about being nonpartisan, and she said that she's going to encourage folks to run independents in local races to break the lock of the two-party system. And what counts is whether you're a constitutionalist, not whether you have an R or a Democrat or D behind your name.
Well, listen, I want to be clear. I hope you go on Glenn Beck. I hope Glenn Beck, like Saul of Tarsus, gets knocked off his horse and wakes up and becomes a good guy. He just won't be on air very long, at least the level he is. I just know he's an operative, and I know he's there to get everybody's confidence and betray everyone because he's proven it. And I've listened to him and watched him with great detail. Overall, I think some of what he's doing is positive, but he's only doing that so he can double back later. So I don't want to just, you know, get into this here and say, how dare the 9/12 Project get involved? This is good. This is the true patriots. Beck tried to take over what we started. Now we're going back and taking over what is rightfully ours, the Tea Party's 9/12, everything else. And I think, you know, on the surface, we should be friendly towards Beck, and I didn't even mean to get off into that. You just told me off air that it looks like you guys are going to be part of the next big 9/12 event, and so I think that's very, very important.
Right. Well, what they approached me about was that they want to do a big summit of all the different liberty leaders to come together and all the different organizations, and they're targeting April for that, April 15th or 19th, but I just talked to her again and encouraged her to think about doing one a lot sooner because we're running out of time. And so I propose that we do one on December 15th and 16th, which is Bill of Rights Day and the anniversary of the Boston Tea Party, hold a symposium of national liberty leaders, everybody. Doesn't make a difference together and talk and then plan. Not just come together to protest, but get together to plan and coordinate. It's high time we do that. And I know other folks have tried to do that. Bob Schultz of We the People had his having his Continental Congress. But the more we get together like this, the better. So I encourage any liberty organization leaders and also you, Tim Kerber.
Yeah. I was invited to that. I didn't go because I was too busy working on the film. And I think it's a fine idea. It's just having only a select coterie of leaders together, I don't think is the way I would go. To have a huge throng of different people together, as long as, but see, 912 setting it up, they're going to direct it, I guess.
No, she's open to having my input. So it's going to be, it's not going to be just, you have to be a certain elite. It's everyone from across the country, all different grassroots.
No, I know. I'm just saying. I hope that the big event is directed by all the groups that are there, and not just the 912 project.
No, it won't be. It's not about 912. It's about getting. That's the whole point, is to get everyone together. I mean, call it an Oath Keeper Summit. I mean, it's about our oath to the Constitution, and it's about getting together and working to defend.
Hey, regardless, we need to get together, and I absolutely agree with you. That's exciting. Let's shift gears now into all the attack pieces. There's so many, I don't even read them all now when I see the headlines. But I notice you and I are being attacked together. You'll have like a 5-10, some cases, ADL, 15-page report, Southern Poverty Law Center, George Soros groups, and they always put you and I together. And
they think associating with you smears me, and vice versa. I guess they think that's kind of a plus, but it works in our favor, I think.
Sure, but they're also trying to imply that we're calling for revolution and violence. Right. Meanwhile, they've got their operatives out trying to stir up violence. They're kind of in a 1990s model. I don't see this working today. I think people are looking right through them.
Well, and also the message of Oath Keepers is that you do not have to violate the Constitution to save it. And this is what's different between us and other countries like Nazi Germany, where the oath was to the Führer, that only chance of ever saving Germany would be to rebel against their oath and violate their own oath and kill Hitler. In our country, the oath is to the Constitution. And so that's why our message to police and military is only to refuse the unlawful orders and to stand down. And it can't be done without them. And we even get criticism from folks who are like, well, I want to know what you're going to do, not just what you won't do. And they're missing the whole point. If the police and military don't do anything, then we win. But how can they do it without them? They'd have to bring in foreign troops.
Well, sure. I mean, to boil it down, somebody's got to say it's wrong to train to confiscate guns. It's wrong to build FEMA camps. That's all admitted now. It's wrong to put military on the streets of America for regular police actions and not just emergencies. All of this is clearly authoritarian, un-American. History shows it's bad. We know the federal government's been hijacked by foreign banks. And just shake our heads, kind of wake ourselves up, put our heads in a bucket of ice water, and go, wait a minute. Foreign offshore banks run by people like Ken Lay and Madoff have come in, taken over, and are engaged in crime. And now the criminals are trying to direct the military and police to break their oaths to protect the corrupt elite. No, just follow the Constitution. Start saying no. But the establishment, by increments, trains police and military to violate the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, a little bit by a little bit. But before they know it, they've been completely twisted.
Right. And then they're standing on the streets and dispersing peaceful protesters and using sound cameras on them. So that's the whole point of our message, is to counteract that and to teach them about the Constitution and get them back to square one of being defenders of the Republic.
But there's that powerful peer pressure mode. I mean, I would imagine of the thousands of police and military batoning women, running for no reason, having police dogs bite old women. I mean, there's video of this. Driving through empty neighborhoods, sound cannoning a kid as they walked out their front door with a football. I mean, you're not allowed on the streets of Pittsburgh or Oakland, Pennsylvania. When we come back, I want to talk about that, because I'm sure some of those troops and police were good people. But in that mass psychology of war and with all the psychological brainwashing they've gone through, the hypnotic suggestions of their training, when the time came, I mean, they were looking for blood. They wanted the blood of the American people. We'll talk about that with Stuart Rhodes, the founder of Oath Keeper, straight ahead.
When you're ready to purify your family's drinking water
and save money.
When you're ready to remove contaminants like chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, pharmaceutical drugs, and even iron and rust from your water
and save money.
When you're ready to enjoy crisp, clean water
and save money,
go to purewaterfreedom.com.
How much will you save at purewaterfreedom.com?
Our competition sells fluoride filters between $150 and $200. Our price, $99. They sell reverse osmosis systems for $600. Our under-sink reverse osmosis system is only $249. Purewaterfreedom.com offers state-of-the-art water filters for every application for home or office. And our whole-house fluoride water filters include a 10-year warranty and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get details today at purewaterfreedom.com or speak to a water purification specialist by calling 1-866-757-7644. That's 1-866-757-7644. Now the best filtered water in the world comes at the best price at purewaterfreedom.com.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to startpage.com instead. Try 7 days of Start Page and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try startpage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's startpage.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 17 years in the industry. Nearly 100 banks have been shuttered this year. As many as 200 more banks are suspect by year's end. The FDIC is operating in the red. Who pays for that? Is your money safe? The dollar has lost over 95% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide, do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Stuart Rhodes is our guest. Stuart-Rhodes.blogspot.com. You can also go to the Oath Keepers website, oathkeepers.org. We'll tell you about the big Las Vegas event, their first annual meeting. You want to be there. Stuart's a founder and director of Oath Keepers. He served as a U.S. Army paratrooper until he disabled in a rough terrain parachuting accident during a night jump. He is a former firearms instructor and former member Representative Ron Paul's D.C. staff. Stuart currently writes the monthly Enemy at the Gates column for SWAT magazine, so they're reaching out to those people. Stuart graduated from Yale Law School, where his paper, Solving the Puzzle of Enemy Combatant Status, won Yale's Miller Prize for Best Paper on the Bill of Rights. He assisted teaching U.S. military history at Yale, was a Yale research scholar, and is writing a book on the dangers of applying the laws of war to the American people. And he's a great leader, and we're honored to have men of his caliber fighting the globalist takeover. And he's another testament to taking action. What, Oathkeeper's been around how long? And it's, I mean, it's everywhere now. It's exploding.
First official meeting on the green in Lexington. This year, April 19, 2009.
So it's less than a year old.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We're in our baby infancy stage, but it's growing like wildfire. We have directors now in about half the states, and our goal is to have strong Oathkeeper chapters in every county. Because we take the country from the county up. That's the
well, answer. Stuart, I'm going to be honest with you, and I'm not telling you to get into politics because what you're doing is more important than the grassroots right now, but I'm not impressed with some of the people running under the Ron Paul banner. I'm not impressed with how they compromise. I'm not talking about Ron Paul himself, but some of the people kind of running on his coattails. You are the type of person, that's what's good about Oathkeepers, we'll find more high-caliber people who we should run for Congress.
Well, I don't think I'll ever run for office because I think I'm much better at going and finding folks. And for example, there's a candidate in Orange County for sheriff there, Bill Hunt, who we're putting we're getting behind. And I think he's a pretty committed patriot in lines of Sheriff Mack. And that's where I would start as a sheriff race in the county. And Kent Harris up in Unicoi County, Tennessee, we were just there. In fact, Chuck Baldwin was there too. And his son, Tim Baldwin, were there for a Patriot rally up in Unicoi County in the northeastern corner of Tennessee. And that's a pretty squared away sheriff, too. And there were a bunch of folks there open carrying, and the sheriff there endorsed and supported that. He wants people to do that. He wants to exercise their rights. So those were all good signs.
Yeah, the open carry is really going to defeat the gun grabbers because, as you know, they advertise all over TV that owning guns is illegal. Then they base all those TV shows in New York where they are. And so all over the country, people are getting the – I mean, have you seen the John Elway Homeland Security video? They're showing citizens.
Yeah,
where
I did see that, yeah.
Well, for those that don't know, they show gold and say terrorists in their home may have gold or they may have firearms. Call the police if you see firearms. I mean, we got to start wearing our guns openly to just educate the sheeple that guns aren't illegal.
Yeah, they don't even know that open carry is legal in most states, and that's why folks are doing that. Is to put the point across that, hey, I'm not violating any code. I'm not violating any statute by standing here with a safely holstered sidearm, you know.
Well, Stuart, I can't stress enough how much your organization is scaring the globalists. I mean, they admit they are scared of the police and military being recruited by the patriots and just learning what it is to be an American, rediscovering that. We're going to go to break, and I want to come back and let you have the floor and then take some calls. But you started getting into G20. Watching the videos of police dogs biting old women coming out of shops with bags, sound cannoning peaceful neighborhoods, going into the university at night saying you can't be out, chasing women down, billy clubbing them. I mean, that is tyranny.
Well, it's kind of like having Katrina. You had police brought in from all over the country. They're brought in and they don't know the local people at all. They have no sympathy for them. And then they're put in that riot control mode. They're told that they're here to keep the peace, and they're told that there's going to be violent protesters, and so they're kind of primed for that kind of behavior. And then you know, they're kind of locked into the riot mode, and they overreact, and they, you know, it's like having a hammer. All you have is a hammer, and everything looks like a nail. And so once you're in that riot mode, it's hard to get them out of that. So.
Well, exactly. You get macho men, warriors who are designed to go charging into other men with swords and axes, hacking each other. That normal part of the brain kicks in, but it's college kids. They have a few hired anarchists throw a few things, and then they go on a police rampage. They are being psychologically manipulated.
Exactly. And that's why, I mean, like with Luke Rudowski's attempt to talk about their oath, it's necessary to do that, but by that point it's oftentimes too late because they're locked into that mode. You got to reach them. You got to reach them before they get to that point. And you got to talk to them about how it's not proper to go from L.A. or wherever they're from and go to another city and become nationalized. That's the first line right there. They shouldn't be doing that.
Long segment coming up. I want to speak about how they bring these swarms of police from all over the nation to New Orleans or to Pittsburgh or to other areas, and then G20 private security in police uniforms grabbing citizens off the street into unmarked cars. We'll get Stuart Rhodes' take on that straight ahead.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Friends, this is Big Jim Farmer urging you to go to EJSeed.com and purchase the Big Seed Bank. It contains 35 varieties of heirloom seeds that will provide you and your family delicious vegetables for years. These seeds have no GMOs and are not hybrids. You will receive seeds to grow tomatoes, carrots, beans, peas, pumpkins, lettuce, and much more. And the best part? You'll receive thousands of seeds that you can save and replant each year for only $79. This means that these vegetables will only cost you about one penny for each one you grow. In this economy, saving money is always important when it comes to feeding our families. Order now and you will get free shipping. Now that's value. To place your order, visit EJSeed.com. That's the letter E, the letter J, seed.com. EJSeed.com. Order online today and tell them Big Jim Farmer sent you.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Stuart Rhodes is our guest. Your phone calls, Ronnie, Scott, Taryn, Mark, Bob, and others are coming up here in just a few minutes. Stuart, I was making the point as we went to break about how they're clearly turning the military and the police loose on the people. They're clearly training them that it's macho and cool to do all of this. That's why Oath Keepers is here, to go out and reach out to them. And I also want to get your take just on all the other announcements we're seeing and all the different reports of urban warfare drills and the military coming out on the streets and running checkpoints. What are the military sources you have saying? Are they really starting to get upset about this?
Excuse me, I couldn't hear you.
Are your military sources getting upset about the deployment of military forces on the streets?
Oh, you bet. I mean, here's the thing, though. The oath is the antidote. It's as powerful as any conditioning that's been attempted on the military has been done to them. I mean, it's been going on for decades. That was the whole, I mean, ever since the 90s, that was the whole point of Lieutenant Commander Cunningham's survey of the Marines between 9 Palms, was that he saw a disturbing trend of conditioning the military to accept orders from foreign officers and to become involved in domestic policing. But so this conditioning has been going on for a long time. But the antidote is to remind them that their oaths to the Constitution. And it's incredibly powerful. The founders are no dummy. They put it there for a good reason. You remind them of their oath, and a little light bulb goes off over their heads, and they're like, oh, yeah. Well, what does that mean? That means I have to read. read the Constitution to understand it, and then once I understand where the laws, where the lines are drawn, I have to stand. And so that's the thing that's grabbing them. And it's working. And that's what we saw.
Yeah, we're losing your phone. Are you on a Skype phone or voice over IP phone, Stuart? Yeah, we might need to just cancel ever doing Skype phone systems. Or it may be our system. That's what ours is. We'll try to get him back on the show today. That's why he obviously couldn't hear me earlier. I also wanted to talk about a story written last Thursday titled, Former White House Speechwriter Suggests Military Coup Could Oust Obama. And this is being pushed . That's why we need to become aware of what's being said and what's being done, because the establishment itself is talking about a military coup in America. And normally when you have a military coup to get out of one tyranny, it only creates another tyranny. And the article is, former White House speechwriter suggests military coup could oust Obama. Former White House speechwriter John L. Perry has courted controversy by suggesting that the U.S. military uphold their oath to defend the Constitution against enemies, against domestic enemies, could stage a bloodless coup to oust President Obama. That continues the illusion that Barack Obama is running anything. Barack Obama is a corporate lawyer who has proven himself to be one of the biggest puppets in modern history in any nation. He reads off a teleprompter. So it's always this illusion that it's Obama violating the Bill of Rights and Constitution. And if we could just get rid of Obama, everything would be okay. No, we've got to audit the Federal Reserve and then abolish it and arrest the bankers. If you don't get rid of them, things only get worse. Going back to Stuart Rhodes, Stuart lost you there. I was bringing up the article Paul Watson wrote about Newsmax's story with the former White House speechwriter John L. Perry, saying that in an article originally posted at Newsmax website, Perry wrote, there's a remote, although gaining possibility, America's military will intervene in a last resort to resolve the Obama problem. Don't dismiss it as unrealistic. Military intervention is what Obama exponentially accelerating agenda for fundamental change towards a Marxist state is inviting upon America a coup, and it's not an ideal option, but Obama's radical ideal is not acceptable or reversible, writes Perry. They're trying to spin these type of articles as if this is something Oath Keepers wants, when meanwhile it's former Bush people that are actually talking about this. And doesn't that reinforce the myth that Obama actually runs anything, when instead Ron Paul is running a counter coup with the In the Fed movement to remove the illegitimate corporate dictatorship? That's who we need to be talking about kicking out, but through legal parameters, once we educate the public that they're a bunch of criminal Kinley Madoff types.
Right. Well, the Newsmax article didn't mention Oath Keepers in particular, but here's the problem, is that what it's proposing is a false solution. You don't violate the Constitution to say that a military coup would be as wildly unconstitutional as anything any president could do. And so that's not the way to go. It's the people themselves. If anyone's going to revolt or overthrow a corrupt cabal in government, it's the people, not the military. And so that's our answer to that, is that the oath is to the Constitution, and nowhere in the Constitution is the military, in some general in sunglasses, authorized, take it upon himself to scrap the civil government and assume military command of the country. It doesn't exist. And so we're writing a rebuttal to that piece that'll be on our website.
Absolutely. In 1775, 1776, for those that don't know, they went and got the elected representatives of the 13 colonies to come and meet representing the people to then vote. You don't have a guy with 4 stars or 5 stars with sunglasses on. And I want to point out, the national, and you've written papers on this, you can speak to it. We've had JAG officers on about it as well, and I've studied it in depth. We already have a military coup, a as Thomas Barnett writes, but it's a good one, they think, where the global corporations now control our military through the National Security Council. And so you don't replace one military coup with another military coup. You point out how it's illegal and illegitimate, and we remove the coup of the Federal Reserve.
Well, back to what you said about the founding generation. I mean, look at the Declaration of Independence. You don't see George Washington's name on there or any of his officers. He didn't call the shot. He was a humble servant. In fact, he signed off in every correspondence to Congress, humble servant, your humble servant. So he put himself under the command of the civil leaders of the revolution. And so that's where we have to follow the same model. You don't have the military assume powers, assume control. So, but you're right. It's also that if you were to do a military coup, that could be falling right into the hands of people who would love to scrap the Constitution. So they offer you this one problem here, and then they offer the solution, and the false solution is a military coup. And you wind up going from the frying pan to the fire. You still scrap the Constitution, it's gone. And so now you're dependent upon whoever happens to be the general in charge. You know, so that's not how it's done in the Republic.
Absolutely. Again, Stuart Rhodes, obviously in a busy office today as we speak with him. I've thrown out a lot of issues I want to discuss, and I've got some calls that I want to go to, but you're going to write a rebuttal to the article written by the former White House speechwriter John L. Perry for Newsmax, and we'd love to publish that at InfoWars.com as soon as we get that, Stuart Rhodes. But other issues that you're looking at right now, the military. What is their mood? What are the police saying? When you write these articles about the New World Order for SWAT magazine, what are the paramilitary local police saying?
Well, overwhelmingly, we get a positive response. Of course, we're getting the people who like our message most, but I think quite a few people, rank and file military and police, are waking up. And I've even heard through the grapevine that there are some generals who are behind what we're doing here, are aware of those keepers and are in agreement. And so, you know, it's all about waking them up to what's going on in the big picture. And once they see it, most of them are men of honor, and they'll be on our side. And so that's why folks should not think that, oh, they're all going to follow orders, they're all going to do these things, they're waking up. Now, you know, of course we get folks who write in after G20 and say, what about that? You know, how come, if you're all going to keep your oath, then why did that happen? Well, it's because we haven't reached those officers yet. You know, we just started. You got to give us a little bit of time. So, and you got to help. You know, don't just criticize us and say, well, that shows you're failing. You know, go out and reach them before they get to the G20, before they get nationalized and sent someplace else across the country.
Well, Stuart, we also know that, and this has come out in COINTELPRO documents from the 60s and 70s. It's come out with Hal Turner running around saying, go after the feds, when he was the FBI admits, worked for them, that there are people always calling for violence and always pushing violence and always saying, we're wimps, we're bad. Ron Paul isn't doing enough. Alex Jones isn't doing enough. Stuart Rhodes isn't doing enough. A lot of those people, it's turned out, are operatives paid to be online and to call into radio to just get everyone dissenting instead of saying, in less than a year, look how far Oath Keepers has gone. In the last few years, look how the Ron Paul revolution's gone towards auditing the Fed, identifying the real shadow government. I mean, we are having huge victories. And this is basic military psychology, where the establishment's telling us we're losing, we have no hope, oh, you're pathetic, or you're an agent. They're just doing all of this to get people to hesitate.
Yeah, well, and also we have people who claim to be on our side who just don't understand the Constitution. I've had people that you know, email and say, when are you going to have the military march on Washington to stop, you know, vaccination of children? You know, as though we have the authority to go do that. You know, the mess, here's the thing, is that we are in a mess because the American people were asleep at the switch for decades. And it's not up to the military and police to fix that. Folks out there are going to have to get off the couch and go out and do it themselves.
Well, we need an asymmetrical approach. If people will just put up flyers everywhere and hand out DVDs and go into every pharmacy and every school with the insert for the vaccine, saying it causes Guillain-Barre's, saying it causes brain damage, saying it can sterilize you, saying it can give you cancer, it's on it. If the average person would quit bitching at us for not doing enough and they would get up off their fat asses, and I'm sorry to talk like that, and get out there and engage the New World Order, our problems will be over very quickly.
That's right. Well, it's already working, though. You've got people now, nurses refusing the shot. You've got people who are refusing it because they realize it's dangerous. And that's because we have the internet. We have YouTube, you know, we have your show. You know, this it's already helping. But you're right. The answer is to get out there and spread the message and help, not to criticize, you know, like criticize me for not doing enough, you know, or you. You know, you're right.
But I'm telling you, 9 times out of 10, we've tracked their IP addresses and stuff and test. Most of these people are paid. They're working for big foundations, or they're working for the government. The Pentagon admits they're on the web, and they know how to get us fighting. And their best way to operate is to pose as, quote, conspiracy theorist to get us infighting with each other. I mean, it's right out of the COINTELPRO playbook.
You know, I saw a thread on Daily Coast, in fact, where one guy was saying that he was advising other readers there to go to conservative sites and pretend they're a conservative and then talk and then use racist language.
Yeah, no, they do it. Website. They've been caught. Yeah, I mean, you see these ridiculous comments like, yeah, blacks are all scum and filth, and then the person still leaves their handle, and you go find their MySpace account, and it's a black guy. And you know, he's a big Obama supporter. You're absolutely right. They're doing that. How do we counter that? How do we counter that type of deception?
Well, I think you know, sunlight's the best antidote. That's the best antiseptic. You just expose it like we're doing right now. And folks shouldn't buy into it. They should look with a jaundiced eye at anybody who's calling for violence. That's how you pick the agent provocateur out. That's the old joke. It's the guy who's trying to get you to do something illegal. Yeah.
Well, they've caught agent provocateurs in Denver last year and Canada. Mainstream news admits the police go and attack their own police for the news cameras, and then no one goes to jail. Shouldn't the commanders that gave those orders get in big trouble for ordering police to engage in false flag operations?
Well, I think so. I think it's entrapment at the very least, you know. But as we know, it's been watered down. But the rules have been, the lines have been blurred and watered down for so long. We're going to have to try to counteract that bit by bit and officer by officer.
In fact, what the police commanders say when they get caught doing this, from Canada to Australia to the United States, England, you name it, Italy, they got caught in Greece this year. I'm sure you probably saw those newscasts where mainstream news admitted the police were dressed up as anarchists being ordered by police in alleyways. It was caught on video in uniform to go bash out windows of cars and businesses to demonize the mainline protesters. And the police said, oh, that was just a drill. And so now when they go attack other cops on camera for the news cameras so they can attack the peaceful crowd, they go, oh, that was just a drill. That was just an exercise.
Right. Well, I think the best thing you can do is that when you have that happen in a local police department, it's time for a new chief of police. And if the mayor won't do that, then it's time to get rid of the mayor of the town, you know, kind of run him out of office. And it's also time to elect a good sheriff, too. So that's the best short-term remedy, aside from reaching out to individual officers, is to, if you have a corrupt official who's not complying with the Constitution, you need to vote them out of office or have them canned.
Obama was this great savior. He was invincible. He was going to save the earth. And it doesn't matter if they make him head of the United Nations Security Council. It doesn't matter if they give him all these awards to be the Nobel Peace Prize winner. It seems the whole world is starting to really get wise that Obama's a fraud.
Well, it's like the G20. You know, that's where you saw the puppet masters coming together. And, you know, frankly, everyone that protested at 9/12 in D.C. Should have been at G20. Because that's who's really pulling the strings. You know, but instead they went to the puppets. So it's going to take, you know, a little bit of time to wake people up. And, of course, we're running out of time. But the more they understand, it doesn't make a difference who's in office. But what counts is what agenda they're pushing. If they're pushing the same agenda, it doesn't make a difference.
But you notice that the D.C. event, there wasn't as much security. But when the real masters came into town in Pittsburgh, it was off the charts. In fact, that was an earlier question I had for you that I forgot to get back to after the break, Stuart. Did you see the videos of people dressed in Army uniforms grabbing protesters off the street and putting them in cars and driving away. And then,
yes.
And then later the G20 came out and said those were our private security people?
Well, they said they're part of that multi-jurisdictional security force. I believe those were police officers.
Yeah, G20 said they were part of their private security force. But so they're secret police. I mean, what do you think that was about?
Well, I mean, what was it about to just grab the guy off the street like that? Intimidation is one point. If you black bag someone off the street, it makes everybody else on the street go, oh, wow, I shouldn't be out here, you know. So, but again, I was in D.C. for the 9/12 protest, and the contrast between that and G20 is striking. Of course, one problem is that you have rock-throwing, you know, so-called anarchists at the G20, and that causes trouble for the other protesters. But the answer, of course, for the police is to arrest the rock-throwers, not to pepper spray and sound cannon everybody.
Exactly. You got 10 foundation-funded brats out there throwing rocks. You go arrest them, not the 2,000 peaceful people. But the cops know that. Those guys work for them.
For thousands of years, Native American healing has been practiced in North America. The Native Americans discovered an astonishing healing plant called Siaga. This pesticide-free, wild-crafted, all-natural wonder is hand-picked by a medicine man and effectively combined with other all-natural and sacred ingredients into a product called Defense. These key ingredients not only supply powerful immune system building blocks defending your body against natural and man-made viruses, but they also assist your body in healing itself from life-threatening conditions. HealForGood.com's defense capsules are Native American practitioners' remedy. Start now with a 100% money-back guarantee. Mention this ad and receive $5 off your first 3-month supply of defense capsules. Call 1-877-HEAL-4-GOOD. 1-877-HEAL, the number 4-GOOD. That's 877-432-5446. Or order online at healforgood.com. That's healforgood.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
You look like an angel, walk like an angel, talk like an angel, but I got wise. You're the devil in disguise, or yes you are, devil in disguise.
But I've got time next hour, I'm going to play it. Ron Paul slams neocon Graham for angry white guy attack. Neocon Lindsey Graham resorted to race pimping the other night when he attacked Congressman Ron Paul for representing angry white men, to which Paul responded on CNN by pointing out that Graham represents the exact opposite of true conservatism. He's pro-carbon tax. pro Sonia Sotomayor. I mean, the Republican leadership are sickening criminals. They're violating the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, and they're getting more and more desperate. Stuart Rhodes is our guest. I do want to take some of your phone calls in this segment and the next, and Dr. Paul Craig Roberts is going to be joining us. We're going to go to Ronnie Scott and Karen here in just a moment. But you do have your event coming up in Las Vegas, the first big annual event out there. Tell us about that.
It's the first Oathkeepers National Convention, and we'll be having Sheriff Max speak, and we'll be having Lieutenant Commander Guy Cunningham hopefully speaking as well, and we're having a class on command structure by Active Duty Navy Lieutenant Commander David Gilley. But the main point is to get together Oathkeeper leadership and those who are interested in helping with Oathkeepers and spreading the message. And it's very short notice, but if folks want to come, if you don't want to have a meal, all you want to do is attend the speakers' events. It's only $50 for the whole weekend. So it's this next weekend, October 24th and 25th in Las Vegas at the Texas Station Hotel.
Oathkeepers.org to find out more. And you don't have to be former military to be part of it, right?
No, you don't have to be former military or police to help us spread the message. You could be an associate member of Oathkeepers, or you don't even have to join. Just come and learn about what we're doing and help us spread the message. You don't have to spend a dime if you don't want to.
Very, very exciting. Let's talk to Ronnie in Texas. Ronnie, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Reavers Eads, thank you, sirs. I'm honored to follow concurrently here with Mr. Rhodes of Oathkeepers. And because I'm here now because I'm able to be here now because I'm in effect banned from today's Austin City Council, which is totally counter to our First Amendment and these swift, flipping, power-driven traitors at City Hall. But that's
sir, do you have a question or comment for
yes.
Mr. Rhodes?
It's about Afghanistan and the blood of our troops overseas and our cops here at home, and that is. The Afghanis have grown, supposedly most of the world's opium, so our brave troops are now guarding those poppies so as to show our nation's collective preference for one group of illegal drug thugs over some other group of illegal drug thugs. And that's kind of my comment, but the comment is that, of course, that's our blood of our soldiers watering those crops. But instead, my suggestion is overnight, Obama could really earn this Nobel Peace Prize by unilaterally he'd have to defy a couple problematic treaties about drugs, but by declaring absolute freedom for farmers right here at home. Think of it. Suddenly, all illegal drug thugs worldwide will totally lose power and influence.
Ronnie, I hear you. Listen, I'm going to let you go because I wanted to go through the calls and the people that were for Stuart Rhodes, okay, not about legalizing hemp. You know, we talk about that all the time, and I appreciate your call. God help us. Let's talk to Scott in Arizona. Scott, you're on the air.
Alex Stewart, thanks a lot. Good day to you. By the way, one quick insertion along with my question for Stewart. You had a guy call earlier was asking about prevention for problem, or if you've already had the flu shot. Dr. Blaylock put out an article on what to do if you've received the shot. So that guy can go look that up online. I think it's even on Mercola. Also, I have spoken to the chief of police here in our town, and He stated that, yes, he'd be open for receiving information, such as a lot of the stuff that's been put on your site, Alex, regarding the flu. He has basically...
All right, I got a break.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.